L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Well, I think the company making the most progress besides Tesla is actually VW, which is not a startup, but could be viewed in some ways as a startup from an electric vehicle standpoint.
Coming up on Podcast 1462, the highlights and my analysis of Elon Musk's keynote speech at the Financial Times live event yesterday. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to a bonus show of EV News Daily. There was a lot to talk about from Elon Musk's keynote lasting over an hour at Financial Times Live. The way that the FT described it was that Elon Musk was an undisputed disruptor of the auto industry. He spearheaded some of the biggest shifts happening in the industry, from EV driving to software development and connected services. As he takes on more projects with Twitter and SpaceX, you can hear him talk about the EV group's next ambition to become the largest car maker on Earth. So there was a live audience, there was an interviewer on stage, and I've got some of the highlights of this. Now, it lasted a long time, so I've just picked out the things that I think we should talk about and analyze on this podcast. Not a Tesla podcast in by any means, but I know that we have lots of Tesla fans listening. It's why I've published it as a separate episode, so that, you know, if you're not the biggest Tesla fan in the world, you haven't got to listen to this one. But if you are, hopefully we'll bring you some of those highlights. There was a section at the start where he was on video link, and JB Straubel, co-founder of Tesla, these days from Redwood Materials Recycling, was on the stage in London, and they were talking about the early days of Tesla from Elon's point of view, from JB's point of view, early Tesla problems. Even got onto the subject of Twitter and Donald Trump. I mean, I've got no interest in talking about that. It's happening. I know Elon fans that love his world will be into that, but nothing about that on today's podcast. SpaceX stuff as well. Flying cars and what have you. We'll stay away from all of that. He also was asking questions about Elon Musk's children and Mars and all those kind of things. We'll stay away from that. We'll stick with the EVs. And here are some of the highlights of what I thought Elon Musk talked about. Now, we'll start with this, which I thought was nice. We've kind of heard a little bit of this before, but some advice for the other EV startups around. And we know that we've seen some of them struggle, like Tesla did. The Rivians, the Lucids of the world, they're making great vehicles, but they're proving it's not easy to start a car company. And here's what Elon Musk had to say.
At the time that we created Tesla, there were no startups doing electric cars, and the big car companies had really no electric car programs going, and the few tiny, tiny electric car programs they had going, they were shutting down. So therefore, unless we tried to create an electric car, there was not one going to be created. It's not from the standpoint of thinking, hey, here's a super lucrative idea, let's start a car company. The history of car company startups is horrific. They've almost all gone bankrupt. It's an incredibly big graveyard of car startups that all died. You've only heard of a tiny number of them, you know, sort of the Tuckers and DeLoreans of the world, but there are hundreds of others that people didn't hear about. At this point in the United States, the only two American car companies that have not gone bankrupt are Ford and Tesla. And Tesla almost went bankrupt so many times, I lost count. So basically, it's a world of hurt. To start a car company is mega pain. It is not easy money. It's the furthest thing from easy money you could possibly imagine. I see with some of these new car companies is that they're jumping in at the deep end and trying to create a high volume vehicle that when they've never made a vehicle before. This is not practicing your athletic sport and then going to the Olympics. You're not going to win. This is crazy. You really need to start out small, make your mistakes at a small scale, and make sure you've got a lot of reserve capital, and then gradually build up from the dumb things that you do at the beginning and be less dumb over time.
If you look at the companies that I mentioned before, the startup companies like Lucid, they've been around a very long time. They have huge experience in things like battery making, Formula E, the company Ativa, which is where it came from. If you look at Rivian, they're not new. They've been around for 10 years, finding their way. Now, okay, there's two sides to that point. They haven't been around mass producing vehicles the way that Tesla learned how to with the taking the Lotus Elise and building the Roadster, then with the Model S and S, etc., and went through those growing pains. So different stories. Everyone's got their own path. But I think if you don't challenge that, then some of those comments that Elon Musk made don't apply to other companies that have been around a long time and have got some experience. But yeah, sure, there are plenty of startups that have come from nowhere, talk a big game, and are finding it very hard. Okay, let's continue. Let's talk a little bit about Elon Musk's perception of demand versus production. This is actually a really important point. This is maybe one of the key points in the whole interview.
I mean, currently the lead time for ordering a Tesla is ridiculously long. So our issue is not demand, it is production. Yeah, I mean, even before there was the supply chain issues, Tesla demand exceeded production. So now it's demand is exceeding production to a ridiculous degree. We're actually probably going to limit or just stop taking orders for anything beyond a certain period of time because some of the timing is like a year away. The frustration that we're seeing from customers is being unable to get them a car, are they willing or interested in buying a car? I think zero about demand generation and a lot about production and engineering and supply chain.
So that key point there about even stopping sales, again, two parts to that is if you can't make the vehicles, there's no point just having an extended wait time. If you can't get parts and supply chain issues, there's no point doing that. And that is the extra context that we need to make a conclusion from that answer. I've seen so many people conclude either sides from that answer. I've seen people online saying, well, this means that Tesla are, going to the moon. They've got more orders they can possibly cope with. Tesla are set for world dominance. They have to stop taking orders because they've got millions of orders. Well, that's one way of looking at it. Other way of looking at it is actually, if you can't make the vehicles, so you might have capacity in your factories to make a million vehicles like they did last year, 1.5 million this year, say, but hey, look at China, and we'll talk about Shanghai in a bit, actually, with some more analysis. But if you can't make the vehicles, there's no point taking orders. They've made, according to the Guardian newspaper in the UK, 200 vehicles yesterday, when their target was 1,200 in Shanghai because of, well, the Guardian didn't say, but I see other reports saying it was electrical wiring looms or other parts coming from China. You know, that's not like a chip that you can repurpose. You can get automotive grade chips. They use chips from elsewhere and rewrote the software. That's how they got around some of those shortages during COVID. You know, a wiring loom is, if you can't get one, then you can't get one from your suppliers because they might be locked down themselves in China. And these are locally sourced Shanghai parts, which is why the margins are so good on those cars in China because they're sourcing all the parts, 90% of the parts in China and assembling them in China. So you're relying on that supply chain. If you can't get them, you can't make the cars. So that's the other way of looking at it. I saw somebody as well make the comment that actually you can still obviously make an order for a car that Tesla doesn't make. So if you'd like a semi-truck or a roadster or a Cybertruck, they'll take your money on that and they'll sell you one of those, but they might stop the actual cars that they are meant to be making. Yes, I see that person's point as well. All right, look, let's continue and let's talk about Tesla's ramp to 20 million cars in 2030.
If that growth rate continues, then obviously we will reach 20 million vehicles a year. But we may stumble and not reach that goal. But I'd say it's roughly equally difficult to have gotten to this point as it will be to get to 20 million. There are some raw material constraints that we see coming in lithium production, probably in about 3 years, and in cathode production. The two main cathode choices are nickel and iron phosphate. Iron is extremely plentiful. The earth is 32% iron by composition. So if a little bit of trivia, if someone says, what is earth made of? The single biggest element that earth is made of is iron. The second biggest element that earth is made of is oxygen, which is about 30% of earth mass. Clearly, iron's not in short supply. The phosphate is slightly more of a challenge, but still quite common. So I do not see any fundamental scaling constraints. And lithium is also quite common. So lithium is practically everywhere. So this is not a question of a shortage as though it's some rare element. It's really just lithium mining and especially the refining capacity and that of taking iron and phosphorus and turning it into battery-grade iron phosphate or nickel and turning it into battery-grade nickel it's really the equipment. I think it's the single biggest constraint would be the equipment necessary to convert the ore into battery-grade materials.
LFP batteries are much less recyclable than the other batteries you use. How much of that is an issue in terms of overall environmental impact?
No, what you said is not true. Iron phosphate batteries are fully recyclable.
I will just say here, and it's not a huge point really, but I'm not sure Elon Musk particularly enjoyed this interview with Peter Campbell, the interviewer, who is a very established auto industry commentator, observer, journalist. I followed him for a long time, enjoy his writing. He clearly knows a lot, but for some reason, maybe it was because it was over video call, maybe it's because he said stuff like that, which is LFP batteries are not as easily recyclable, which isn't true, according to Elon Musk. I don't think they got off on the right foot, and I'm not sure Elon... I've watched a lot of Elon Musk interviews as part of the research of doing this podcast, and you know when he's having fun, you know when he starts to get on a roll of the subjects that he likes to talk about. This felt like a day at work for him, and he wasn't rude, but... trying to read between the lines, I don't think he liked the interviewer very much. I don't think he liked this interview. And clearly there, he just didn't have time to be nice to the guy and be like, oh, well, I think maybe some... He was just, no, you're wrong. Your information's bad. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, and coming up, we'll talk FSD, China, and who he thinks is doing a good job in the EV industry. Stick around, that's on the way.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's talk about whether he feels Tesla has succeeded.
How many other plants are you expecting to open in China in the near future?
We're not expecting to open any additional plants in China in the near future. We will be expanding our Shanghai factory, but our focus on production is going to be on the two new factories that we've recently completed in Berlin and in Austin, Texas. Getting those to high volume production is the near term challenge.
Yeah, key point there that they are making Shanghai probably double the size, maybe 900 or 1,000 or 1 million cars. eventual capacity there, but on that site. So that was why he said they weren't building any new plants. Well, no, but they are making the one they've got a lot bigger. Let's talk a little bit about earlier in the day at FT Live, the CEO, Herbert Diess, chief executive of Volkswagen, was asked a big question for Elon Musk. And his question would be, how do you scale simultaneously Shanghai, Berlin and Texas all at once? A difficult problem for any established company that's been making cars for decades, let alone Tesla. And here's Elon Musk's answer.
Overwhelmingly, the problem with cars is production. Overwhelmingly, it's 99% of the difficulty. So he's certainly correct that that the difficulty is scaling. But if you look at our track record thus far in scaling production, we've scaled production at, like I said, a rate faster than any car company on the history of Earth, or any company making a large, sophisticated product of any kind. So, provided we continue to execute at that rate, we'll do fine. And even if that rate slows down a little, it'll still be faster than any other company on Earth.
And I can't resist it, but I'll play you one more bit of some of the, I'm going to call it spikiness between the interviewer and the interviewee. And by the way, I should probably add that there aren't enough interviews like this where you genuinely challenge someone. There are a lot of soft interviews, like the chats on Joe Rogan are never going to really give Elon a hard time. But the interviewer asks one question about new factories, Elon Musk answers, and asks another question, having just been told I'm not talking about this, and is given pretty short shrift.
Are you going to build a plant in Indonesia?
As I said, this is not the forum for us to make major company announcements.
Have you looked at building a plant in the UK? Do you think you might ever build a plant in the UK in the future?
I refer back to my prior answer.
And as I've talked about plenty of times on this podcast, the bromance between Elon Musk and Herbert Diess, VW's boss, continues when he was asked about who has impressed him the most. This was his answer.
Well, I think the company making the most progress besides Tesla is actually VW, which is not a startup, but could be viewed in some ways as a startup from an electric vehicle standpoint. So VW is doing the most on the electric vehicle front. I think there will be some very strong companies coming out of China. There's just a lot of super talented, hardworking people in China that are strongly believe in manufacturing, and they will figure they won't just be burning the midnight oil, they'll be burning the 3 a.m. oil. So they won't even leave the factory type of thing. Whereas in America, people are trying to avoid going to work at all.
And on the topic of there needing to be robust interviewers, this is exactly what the journalist here does when he talks about China, how Elon Musk was very critical of lockdowns and how the US, particularly California, coped with COVID at the very beginning when we didn't know. Remember back a couple of years, everyone's very scared and everyone doesn't know how this is going to play out. And so that's how he reacted. Elon Musk was very anti those shutdowns. And yeah, of course, in China right now, they're going for a zero COVID approach. How does he feel about that? Was his question that he was asked about the Chinese authorities. I don't think Elon answers the question fully here, but that's probably not surprising, because if he goes in, in a pretty heavy tackle with both feet on the Chinese government, that's not going to end well for Tesla. So I think it's a bit of a dodge, this answer.
You've been critical of lockdowns in the past, particularly when it happened in the US. Shanghai is currently locked down. Most of the Western world is able to carry on functioning at the moment because of vaccines, but China is going towards a zero COVID approach. What do you make of the Chinese government's actions?
I've had some conversations with the Chinese government in recent days, and it's clear that the lockdowns are being lifted rapidly. So I would not expect this to be a significant issue in the coming weeks. In the past, where I was sort of upset with lockdowns is where those lockdowns differentially affected Tesla, but not others. So in the case of California and the Bay Area County specifically, every other car factory in North America was allowed to start, but not Tesla, even though there was no basis for that. It was simply because we were located in Alameda County in California. But they had no rational, it was arbitrary and unfair, and you know, that's the reason for why we're quite upset about kind of Tesla being singled out as the only car company in America that wasn't allowed to start, even though I think our healthcare practices are probably better than anyone else.
Final couple of highlights that I want to play you and Anat analyze. This was his take on the future of Tesla, because you know, a lot of people are still talking the company down, still viewing them as a startup that could fail at any minute. And he has some good, solid reasons why Tesla is going to be around for a long time yet.
I think the future of Tesla is extremely strong. So Tesla has no debt. It has a lot of cash. You know, there's a sort of a short-term hiccup with the COVID restrictions in Shanghai. But to the best of my knowledge, the future of Tesla is incredibly bright. And I think we will throw off a tremendous amount of free cash flow.
And finally, here's one of the points which has made, I guess, you know, the wider world, the wider press being reported quite widely, when he was asked if Tesla would vertically integrate so much they would ever be or buy a mining company themselves.
It's not out of the question. We will address whatever the limitations are on accelerating the world's transition to sustainable energy. It's not that we wish to buy mining companies, but if that's the only way to accelerate the transition, then we will do that. There are no arbitrary limitations on what's needed to accelerate sustainable energy. We'll just tackle whatever set of things are needed to accelerate sustainable energy. And doing mining and refining or buying a mining company, provided we think we can change that mining company's trajectory significantly, are possibilities.
We will give the final word to Elon Musk, a single word on hydrogen versus batteries.
Hydrogen's also very abundant in the universe.
In the universe, but not on Earth.
Have you ever do you think that it has a role to play if we really want to accelerate the transition away from fossil fuels?
No.
So that's my analysis of Elon Musk's over an hour-long keynote speech at FT Live. You can check out the Financial Times channels on YouTube for the full interview. Full credit, of course, to them and the copyright of this. I hope you enjoyed that. What we had to pick into that, whether you agree or disagree on those points, I would love to hear from you. You can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com on what you thought of the things that he said about EVs, about Tesla, and anything else that we have commented on this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it being a bonus show as well. And make sure you tune into the regular news episode for today. I will see you soon.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.